For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan. And this is Prison.
Good morning.
What? This doesn't sound like prison to you?
This is the tunnel area. Everything that the inmates need is right here in the tunnel. So
Nina Walker-Staley is leading a tour of Manning Reentry and Work Release Center. It's a minimum security, or level one, prison on the outskirts of Columbia that used to be called Manning Correctional. Staley got that changed about 3 years ago when she was the warden here. Today, she's the Deputy Director of Programs, Reentry, and Rehabilitative Services for the South Carolina Department of Corrections. Her successor as warden here is Lisa Ingram, who is joining us to point out some educational achievements from inmates.
I'm glad to see what I'm looking at right here. This is like graduates.
These are GED graduates. This is how we host our GED graduates to acknowledge them so that the whole community can celebrate them and look forward to acquiring the GED.
This tunnel is the last wing men serving out their last 6 months will see before they go back into the world. When Staley became warden here, this place was chaos. Unclean, disorganized, like a bus stop full of loitering men, not sure where they were actually about to go.
When I came here, there was no method to the madness of how guys flowed through the program. Everybody was living everywhere. You had one unit where guys just said, I'm not going. I'm not going to participate. Well, I wasn't having that. And I'm so glad we got somebody else that's not having that. Everybody here has to go through programs. So,
Staley told the inmates to clean this place up. They did. She told them they had to take part in the tunnel's programs, which include everything from basic family and financial literacy skills to getting college degrees through Columbia International University. They listened. She told them they were human beings with worth and value. And they painted her a quartet of murals outside the cafeteria.
To me, one of the things that really expresses their journey, and I wanted them to see it when they, because every inmate comes through this tunnel to learn. Also, we had my favorite word is hope, helping offenders pursue excellence. We put that there because we want to give them hope while they're here. I think that's important, that everybody has hope, and then that they are their brother's keeper. So those are the...
This tour is the first time Staley's been back to Manning in quite a while. The facility is in the hands of Warden Lisa Ingram now. That's who Staley's referring to when she says she's glad her successor is not having any of that either. In this stuffy hallway, crowded with inmates, Staley is greeted with beaming grins from men who've spent years in prison. They're genuinely glad to see their ex-warden. She greets them by name, and they stand up straighter to talk to her and smooth out their tan uniforms as they speak. She's also greeted with hugs from guards. A lot of them have been working here for a long time, and it'll become more apparent in a minute why that's a big deal. What Staley ushered into this place, other than a mandate to improve yourself and a definitively mom-like sense of discipline, is dignity. She doesn't call these men inmates. She calls them returning citizens. And when they return to the citizenry, she calls them back.
Sometimes they'll call me, I'm busy right then. I'll hit my button, can't talk right now. When I call them back, it's like they're shocked. I'll say, this is Miss Staley, you called me. It's like I hear crickets, you called me back? Yes, because you called for help.
Staley and Ingram want to see these men again, just not as prisoners. They often oblige, Ingram says, by coming back to mentor guys who are close to the ends of their sentences.
When we release an average of 60 offenders, returning citizens, a month, they're telling us, I can't wait to come back. Well, that's taking on a whole different meaning because they're not coming back because of new charges. They're coming back to tell their story. They're coming back to encourage somebody else.
Staley admits it's been a hard sell getting people to accept the idea of a prison built on a foundation of compassion and redemption. She does have a pretty well-placed ally, though, in SCDC Director Brian Sterling, who she says wants to replace despair with self-improvement among inmates. It's a noble goal, but a hard one to achieve amid a serious staffing crisis across the SCDC. In December, the Post and Courier reported on how low retention and staffing numbers among guards has led to a rise in gang-controlled cell blocks throughout the system, and with it, a corresponding flow of contraband and inmate violence. Add to that a spate of sex scandals involving guards and inmates last year, and SCDC has its share of public image problems. Staley, of course, is aware of all this. But it's why she's so eager to show off what's happening at Manning. She considers this site a seed pod for change in how the state manages those in its custody. Turn a prison into a place that taps into a person's fundamental humanity and potential, she says, and you create returning citizens. and not released inmates.
People want to be better, but they feel like they have to be a part of the status quo, and they really don't. They can be better, they can do better, they can follow their dream that they thought they lost. They can dream again. And that's what we want to create in our system, is an opportunity for people to reach their highest potential.
For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan.